I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new report shows terrorism-related deaths increasing in both Nigeria and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says terrorists have a strategy.
They look for vulnerable areas, places where they can create more strongholds with their radical ideology.
Kelly says many believers in Nigeria's Christian South struggle to empathize with or minister to their northern Muslim neighbors.
But if you go to the north and you meet someone who came out of Islam, when they've come to faith in Christ, they become infernals for the gospel.
Meanwhile, in the DRC, ongoing conflict exposes the vulnerable.
Where is the threat coming at? And that's where we need to mobilize and deploy our resources into, which in this case is Northeast Congo.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. In years of conflict and looming civil war plague South Sudan, where the church is no stranger to poverty and destruction. But Stephen Wesley with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says believers there are fixing their eyes on the abundance of Christ. Wesley recently returned from South Sudan, where ministry partners held a training in trauma counseling and forgiveness.
And there was such a gracious anointing there as they were responding to the word. So they weren't just hearing it. They weren't just writing it. They were now living it.
Wesley's hope is that regardless of the circumstances, the true Church of Jesus will showcase the glory of God.
By loving, by serving, by forgiving, by caring.
Prayer points and more will be found at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.